Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand assured. Have upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O God, be it unto me. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing. We have come, we have come. We'd open. Ancient word, ancient word, ever true, changing me, oh, and change. We have come, we have, we open. Ancient world, changing me, we have come, we have, we open. All ancient. One more time. Ancient words, ancient, ever true, changing me and changing. We have come. We'd open all enter. We have come, we have come. We'd open all enter. So now we've come unto what we have come. Now we've come, Lord, by your spirit you've drawn. Lord, we've come with our hearts open wide. Jesus, speak your word, speak your word. Let Jesus speak, Lord. So now we've come, now. Now we've come, now. Lord, we've come with our hearts open wide. Spirit. your word speak. Let Jesus, Lord, speak your word.
So the theme of our service tonight is from John 12 from verse 30. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine." Remember, a voice came from heaven, right? Affirming that Jesus was the Son of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. While he was with some people, I think the 12 and a few other people, a word came audibly affirming that he was the Son of God. You can just imagine the kind of experiences in the days of Jesus, that you are just talking with him and a voice comes from heaven. "This is my Son." Hallelujah to Jesus. And this was the words of Jesus. He said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Meaning he already knew. Alright? He was a son. But God had to speak from heaven so that they will understand that this is the one he has chosen. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Now, next part of scripture. It then says, of course, because they had read from the Torah that God was going to send the Son, and the Son is going to save the people from their sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So God was giving them signs so that they would understand the purpose of Jesus' coming. You know, when they see Jesus who is the Son, they are supposed to then understand that now their sins can be what? Forgiven forever. Not seen anything from this. Now the next part of scripture said, "Now is the time for judgment on this world." Alright? Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. Are you people listening to me? Please, I need you to pay close attention. It said the judgment. Remember, I don't know if I can really put my hands there, but I think it's John 16, if I can remember properly, that speaks about the three things that the Holy Spirit will bear witness to. Is it John 16? It says he will do three things. Is it John 16? If I can remember properly, he will convict people about righteousness, about judgment, about sin. Can you remember? You convict people on three things. And somebody just gave me that part of scripture. Okay, John 16 from verse 17. Thank you. So let's see it properly. Say it before we come back here. Three things he will convict people about. And at these, some of his disciples, from verse 9, right? Okay. Media, let Satan not use you to deal. I beg. If he wish to beg. Alright, let's start from verse from verse 7. Everybody sit down, listen to the word. If the two are working, it's fine. We can leave the other one. It said, "But very truly I tell you, it is your good that I am going away, unless I go away, the advocate, which is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you." If these two are working, just leave the third one. Alright? That he will not come to you. "But if I go, I will send him to you." Let this be working. You can leave this one out. It says, "Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Please avoid distraction, guys. Do what I said and everybody sit down. Pay attention. Next part of scripture. Don't be distracted because of any activity in church. This is the most important point. He said, "When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin, about righteousness and about judgment. Give me in the NKJV. Even though I like what NIV just said. He will prove the word that they are in the wrong. Okay, sounds nice. But let's use what we're familiar with. He will convict the world of what? Sin. Of what? Righteousness. And of what? Judgment. Next part of scripture. Of sin because they do not believe me. Alright? So, NIV said he will prove the word that they are in the wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, he said of sin because they do not believe in me. Next part of scripture. It says, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Next part of scripture. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Are we together? So, the Holy Ghost is going to do three things. That NIV says the world are in the wrong about. They have a wrong concept of sin, a wrong perspective of righteousness, a wrong perspective of judgment. For the first one, it said they are in sin. Alright, let's see from verse 9 again. Because they do not believe in the Lord. They don't know Jesus. They don't know, and so they don't believe. Next part of scripture. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Alright, from verse 9 it says, if you are in sin, long time before now, they didn't know that. If you are in sin, you are in sin because you don't know Jesus and so you don't believe in him. You ought to know him before you believe in him. Are we together? So if you don't know Jesus, you cannot believe in him and you cannot live above sin. Makes a lot of sense in connection with several other scriptures. In 1 John 3, and verse 6, the Bible says, if you know him, firstly, it starts with abiding in him. He says, if you abide in me, which is reciprocal, in the same part of scripture, to knowing or seeing God, the Bible said, you will not continue in your sin. You see that? So they are in sin because they don't believe, know Jesus, and so believe in him. In about righteousness, it says, because, so let's go back to where we were, verse 10. Is it of righteousness because I go to my Father? Alright? Except Jesus was resurrected and ascended into heaven, there was no way we are going to stand as his righteousness. Remember one time when the Pharisees accused the disciples of eating, he said, as long as the bridegroom is here, these people can just enjoy their time. They can have a good time. He said, the time will come well, we're no longer here. They'll be the ones representing me here. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So when he left and he seated at the Father's right hand, the Bible says, currently we are seated together with him. Are we together? Then he said, lastly, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Now go back to where we were. This is my emphasis. In John 12. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. The judgment is that the ruler of this world is what? Cast out. That dark age, that dark system is going to be what? Cast out. From the days of Jesus. And who is the ruler of that world? That age? That dualistic world? Satan. Originally, you ought to understand that Satan does not own this world. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Of course, Adam did not understand what God gave him, and so when he misbehaved, Satan for a while was exhibiting authority. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He was assuming authority. Remember, heaven told Jesus, if you worship me, I will give you all of this world. Why did Jesus not worship him? Of course, because he owns the whole world. And Satan is a liar. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. He's cast out. We are the ones in charge. Next part of scripture. It then says, and if I am lifted up, give me the Amplify. And I want everybody to read with me. If when I am lifted up from the earth, where? He said, I will what? Draw all people to myself. Gentiles as well as Jews. Now, even if you were a Christian in the day of Jesus, you know, You were a churchgoer. The Bible said, if Jesus is revealed on the cross, you too, you will be drawn. What I'm trying to say is that Jesus did not only come for the Gentiles. He came for the Jews too. And when they were seeming to be proud, he said to them, people who are not sick don't need a doctor, because we're being proud. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's like, I came for those that are sick. And Jesus is not actually saying that his purpose was for the Gentiles alone. But they were proud. They rejected him. He said, oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how have I longed to gather you as a mother hen would want to gather her chicks, but you've rejected me. He then said something at the end. He said, as long as there are carcasses, the eagles will what? Gather. Because sometimes what will make you reject God is your wrong perspective of God. And that's even more dangerous. The Bible says, if the light in you be darkness, it says your darkness is even greater. Meaning people in a greater darkness are not those that don't know Jesus entirely. They are those that have a wrong perspective about Jesus. A wrong knowledge about Jesus. False knowledge is worse than not having knowledge at all. If you have false knowledge, you are in a worse situation. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Imagine the people that Jesus came for that claim they were representing Jesus. Talking about the Pharisees right now. They wanted Jesus dead. That simply means if you have a wrong perspective about God, you become like an ecological niche for the free flow of Satan. What do I mean by that? Satan finds expression through you easily, because lies are working in your heart. Lies are existing in your mind. Remember, he's the father of all lies. You give in to his lie, you pave a way for him in your life. You see him flowing through you, even though you are wearing white and white, yet he's flowing through you. Imagine heads of churches in those days say to the ruler Pilate that his blood be upon us and our children. Imagine Satan used the religious to crucify our Lord. Not even the Gentiles, the Jews. And that's why the Bible says, if I be lifted up on the cross, I will draw not only Gentiles but what? Jews. Because they need salvation too. Whatever they had been practicing as Christianity was false. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why in Romans 10, let's see before we come back here. Let's see very briefly before we come back here. Romans 10 from verse 1. In the Amplified rendition, just leave it like this. Read, everybody want to go. This is Paul speaking, right? Paul is the one speaking here. Want to read. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for what? Is for their what? Salvation. And let's see it in the... Do we have this in the TPT? I want it to be very clear. My beloved brothers and sisters, the passionate desire of my heart and constant prayer to God is for my fellow Israelites to experience salvation. Are you seeing this? Paul is praying for Jews to experience salvation. They had all the practices they were doing, you know, from the law of Moses, all those Mosaic law they were obeying and the rest. Yet Paul was praying for them to be saved. He said, forget about those practices. They are not saved. And the NKJV is even more clear. Let's see. For you know, it's more clear in the NKJV. It says, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. These are a people who carry candles, wear a particular kind of dress. They had all sorts of decorums that made them look like they were a people that lived in heaven. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Yet Paul is praying for their salvation. It's in the Bible. Read the next part of scripture. I want it in the TPT. Give me in the TPT. It says, for I know that although they are deeply devoted to God, they are yet what? Unenlightened. Give me in the Amplified rendition. For I testify about them that they have a certain what? But not in accordance with what? Correct and vital knowledge about him and his purposes. See that? There are some people you see that love church very well, but they have a wrong perspective about God. They are in several departments. Their devotion is top notch, but their perspective about God makes everything they are doing like rubbish. You know, I went somewhere, I'll never forget, and I wanted to pray. They wanted me to pray for that person, and when we suggested, because the situation did not even look like I tell you the truth, it's only by the anointing. Sometimes you just move by the anointing. You don't even, from your logical point of view, you are not sure it will work. The situation I saw was so terrible. She was pooing on her body. She looked like she was gone. And I just said, well, I believe in the anointing. And I said, can I pray? And I mean, I saw this big stuff she held on her hand that she was using it to pray or something like that, like a rope and things like that. And she was like, she was believing whatever she was holding. I was like, are you okay? In my heart, you are dying. And you are believing in a sculpture. That God will save you through a sculpture. People of God, should I teach you the word of God this morning? Abi, I should hide some things. The Bible said God gave us dominion in the very beginning. Dominion, absolute dominion. Meaning he wants to rule the world through us. And the database is his word. Are you listening to me? Whatever name Adam gave the animals were their names. Meaning God infusing Adam his database for the universe. Adam reciprocated that to the world. See, you can't just live life the way you want. There's a way to live life. The word of God is how to live life. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the word came into the neighborhood, and you know, everybody interfaced with the word. The Bible speaking in the book of John 1, it said the word was life, and the life became what? The light of men. Life, light. Life, life, light. Meaning the life of Jesus should be our light. Whatever cannot be found in the life of Jesus should not be found in your life. How did Jesus react? In fact, we never heard where the Bible said Jesus had a cough. Let's be sincere. I know some of you now, as I've said this, you say, but are we Jesus? What do you call yourself? Huh? What do we call ourselves? Are we not Christians? What does Christian mean? Christ-like. Let's see, for instance, 1 John 4:17. Very briefly. In the NKJV. I want everybody to read out loud. See, I'm talking about you here. Not a stranger. Not a stranger. Someone tried to get that scripture that says we are like aliens upon the face of earth. But let me read this one first. It said, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we where? In this present world. We are like Jesus. Say, I'm like Jesus. You are not like Rihanna. Listen to me. You are like Jesus. You are not like Beyonce. Jesus is your image. He is your likeness. Not Jay-Z. Not Tupac. You know, you have to understand this. Some of you are so obsessed being like some people you call celebrities. Who made them celebrities? Who made them the standard of life? There are many young men today who smoke because they looked up to a certain celebrity. Many young women today who don't know what is happening in their life because they looked up to certain celebrities. You are looking up, a spirit entered you. You don't know when you started liking men. You thought they born you with liking men. It was the spirit that entered into you as you listened. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible said, when I heard the word, the spirit entered into me and said to me, you are hearing rubbish. A certain spirit will enter. Because words carry spirit and life. They impart certain lives and spirits. Words. So I don't know why I can't like to smoke. Check the song you are hearing. The guy is probably a smoker. Check the song you are hearing. That's why we tell people. You see, the Bible says, by their fruit we shall know them, not by their music. You don't follow people because they know how to sing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You follow people because you see the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Else you are joking with your life. You think you have this life to live two times. Don't joke with your life. It's once you have to live it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Make the best use of your life. Nobody should control your life wrongly. The Bible said, be not conformed to the systems of the world. He said, but be transformed by what? The renewal of your mind. Listen again. You can't live this life two times. It's once. Make sure you have the best quality of life on earth.
Yes, sir.
And there is nobody who is wise that will tell himself, I can get this quality of life anywhere else rather than God. He's the one that created you. Nobody created you, not even BSU created you. BSU cannot tell you what to do. God Almighty knows what you are supposed to do. He has given you in His Word. This is what I'm trying to say. Go to BSU, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Whatever you learn, if they say baboon is how you metamorphose to whatsoever, take it and pass. If they say you are a Homo erectus, Homo sapiens, you evolved from Homo erectus, Homo sapiens, sapiens, Homo habilis, just take it and pass. You know Homo what that you are. You are not Homo all of those things. You are Homo Christus. You are like Christ. But give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Take and pass. But if you want to fail for the glory of God, who am I to stop you? I say, option E, sir. I believe in Jesus. I'm Homo Christus. You're on your own. Are you listening to me? No, nobody knows you like Jesus. And you see, when you start thinking like Jesus, you become a problem to your community. A heavy problem. Let me show you in the Bible before we continue. A lot of scriptures in my head today. Numbers 14 from verse 5. Numbers 14 from verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly and all of... Now, because the people gave some wrong testimony. Let's just try to do it. Give me from verse 4. You know, they had over 12 spies. 10 came with a wrong testimony. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Yes, about the land God promised them.
Yes, sir.
So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Because this present leader is saying we must enter promised land. Shagai. Tell your neighbor, we are entering this promised land. We are not going back. This type of prophesying leadership, we must enter. The rebellious one wants to look for a leader that will take them back to Egypt. No, in fact, we'll pursue you from this place. We must enter. But if you want to go back to Egypt, you have to go and select your leader. Change pastor. You want to enter promised land? We must enter. You want to go back to Egypt? Go and look for that pastor that is thinking Egypt. You know a pastor thinking Egypt is the one thinking of the food you should eat. Because what made these people to think Egypt and miss a protocol that will take them? You know, it's more like a process that will take them to the promised land. They are in the process, so like the center of the process. Just a few moments to arrive. Hunger catch them. They say, take us back to where there's food. Hunger. I had a friend many years ago. They went for under 17. He is too good with the midfield. We're playing together. They went for under 17 screening. I just pray he doesn't see this this thing. I didn't follow. They picked him amongst all of us. He went for under 17 screen in those days. He came back home because he was hungry. Oh my God. True life story. He was hungry. There was they didn't give them food, so he became hungry. He now rushed back home to eat in Abuja. It was in the barrack, Mogadishu barrack. He rushed back home to eat. When he went back, they said, are you mad? Get out from this place. Now they've given them food. They've already given them food before he came back. Food has made many people not to enter destiny. Food. Just food. You know, if you read the book of Psalms, David's testimony was this. He said they limited the Holy One of Israel. David's testimony about their experience, whatever they did here, he said they limited the Holy One of Israel. But the funny thing is that it was through food, hunger, what to eat, what to drink. This small season of your life, because hungry catch you, are saying, you want to enter a largest car. You want to enter a largest car. Back to Egypt. Because of small hunger. Eat gari, you say it's burger you must eat. Now you are in a largest car. Back to Egypt. What is bad in eating gari? We that have eaten gari is our eye blind. That's why some people are back to they have entered the car back to Egypt. Eat gari. He said, no, some white men stole our money many years ago. Let's collect it back. They say, touch the blood. It's not serious. Just touch blood of chicken first. The next one will say, bring blood of bat. The next one will tell you, bring blood of lizard. It is getting to blood of human beings most more. Say, no, now just Baba go just say, bring chicken blood. Because you don't want to enter promised land, you can't allow small hunger catch you. You switch it to fasting. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Switch it. This thing was a normal thing those days. Hunger came straight to fast. Life easy. Some people say, but Simon doesn't get fat. If you know the kind of fasting I have done in my life, I have a covenant with slimness. I have to pay for all my sins of not eating before I start getting fat. The kind of food my wife used to give me, I'm supposed to be like this. But I'm still paying back. Switch it to fasting. Are you forgetting I'm trying to explain to you? Let's go back to verse 3. They wanted to select a leader that would take them back to Egypt. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Look at these wicked people. Fire by night, cloud by day. Did not do them all. Red Sea parted. It did not do them all. Small hunger now. See the rubbish. If they can tell God that God is now a suspect, who am I? That's why sometimes you hear people, they leave a certain church, you start hearing them committing blunder with their mouth. They did it to God. See there. Return back to Egypt. Go back to verse 2. We're traveling somewhere. Give me verse from verse 1. Let me just read it off from verse 1. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Why? Because some certain people brought wrong reports. It's in the other part, which is chapter 13. The 10 spies came and said, hey, this land God said we should go. It truly had the characteristics. So it has it. There's milk, there's honey. You know, every fruit there is wonderful. Hallelujah. Say, but the only problem is that. The only problem is that. He said, in our sight. Tell somebody, in our sight. God doesn't want you to see it from your own perspective. He said, in our sight, we are like what? Grasshoppers. That's what he said. In our sight, in our own sight, from the way we see it. The Bible said, before God mountains, keep us rams. If you see from God's sight, you are not a grasshopper. You are his image and likeness. He has got the whole world in his hands. You are like God and you are like a grasshopper. It doesn't connect. When they were done saying it, bad leaders, and there are more, 10 of them, then all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night so badly. They were just crying. Why? Wrong reports. When God said it, nobody cried, though. I'm taking to a land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, let's go. When people went to see the land and came back and told them, they started crying. You see? God finished telling them about the same land. Nobody cried. Sounds familiar? You are above. Take charge. You are above the flesh. Blah, blah. You go back home and you start feeling some symptoms. Blah, blah, blah. You are wondering whether what you heard in church is true. It's true. Then as you are hearing, as you are thinking of the word of God, you just go through Facebook, somebody will say, body not be firewood. Evil report. Thank you. Body not be firewood. We are all men. We have all sinned and we are falling short of the glory of God. Now they are changing scriptures upside down. They forget the end of it. We have all sinned, past tense, and are falling short. But if anybody be in Christ, O all things are what? Say, I'm new. And I'm never getting back old again. Never. Never. You are new. That body of sin has been done away with. As we are saying these things, some people are wondering whether we are mad. We are not mad. You are not a dumber man more than you are a kingdom man. You are not from Apa more than you are from the kingdom. Some of you are too much conscious of yourself as a thief man, a dumber man, Igbo man than a kingdom man. That's your major problem. Yoruba man. You eat more than the word of God. That's the problem. If you stay with the word so much, you come out with the testimony of God. You were never created to be ordinary. Never. You were so familiar, you know, you are now so used to the earthly things that you think you are ordinary. So that when they say you have authority more than angels, some people say a lie. You know who angels be? Do you know who you are? To which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand? But to the Son. And as for many that have believed in his name, to them he has given the word. We don't even need to go so deep. You don't understand scriptures if you think angels have authority over you. It's because you think more of an idoma man for yourself than a kingdom man. He said, we're in the world, not of the world. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And your mirror is God's word. When you see God's word, it reflects yourself to you. 2 Corinthians 3, it says, as we behold the word of God like a mirror. The word of God is our mirror. Are you all listening to me tonight? You are big. That's why God gives you big visions. He told his children, go and take over that land. Go and take over the land. When God knew of the sons of Anak there, he didn't tell the Israelites. He knew the Israelites. If God does not call something a mountain, why will you call it a mountain? Think about what I just said. God saw sons of Anak there. He didn't emphasize them. You know why he didn't emphasize them? Because before you, they skip as rams. They are not mountains. He knows who you are. That's why he didn't emphasize that they are sons of giants there. He knows you are a bigger giant than them. Because we live by faith, not by sight. They said in our own sight, that's why they missed it. They didn't see it from faith. In our own sight, we are as grasshoppers. That was their mistake. Are you getting still this morning? That was their limitation. That's why the Bible said they limited the Holy One of Israel. And some people will be wondering, is it God's fault or their fault? Their fault. God didn't call it any mountain. Why will you call it a mountain? He said, if God be for us, Romans 8, he said, who can be against us? If God is for you, who goes anybody? Nothing is against you because nothing can stand against you. The force from you is too much. You know, I had a vision one time and they were forcing me to join a clique of fake prophets. I was fighting there. They now sent talks. They now thought I'd be scared. Very funny vision. I didn't even tell my wife. She's just hearing it. They sent talks, physical talks. They came to my gate and were threatening me that I must go and see a particular man of God. And I said, I'm not going. And in the vision, I truly acted like myself. Then one came. He started prophesying. He called my date of birth. I said, ooh, true. He called where I was giving birth. I said, ooh, true. I still was suspecting him. As he was talking, I just caught him. Boom! As he was checking his phone, he wanted to answer the number of the fake prophet in his phone. The name. I said, do you know this man? He said, yeah. He wanted to lie. As he was lying, I held his cloth. And in the vision, I gave him, boom! And he tumbled 360. Then I started going back home. As I was going back home, then the talks gathered. As the talks gathered and they were pursuing me, I saw my military friends. I called them. I said, this is truly me. My military friends now came, we now beat them up, and I went back home. You know, Satan is crazy. If he knows the people that will stop him, he will try to weigh them down by all means. This is not the first time I've seen visions like this. One time somebody called me and said, I see you dying. I said, how? Why are you seeing for me, firstly? Before I started prophet lying, I've started prophesying. He said, I see you. I see you dying. I say, where? How? He said, prophet, I just saw it. I don't see things anyhow. Anytime I see. I say, please, you didn't see well. Literally, he said, eh? What did you say? I say, you did not see me. Check who you saw. And I told him, I've been warning you with these fake things people are doing. I told him on the phone. I said, don't do this thing close to me again. Never in your life call me again and say this kind of thing. How will you see me die? Why will God show you that I'm dying? Who are you? He ended the call. That was the last day. Somebody that I've even received reports from people about him, I've not even told him before. They've reported he say see me. Well, you have even died. I didn't want to just tell you since. You know, now this is not pride. What I'm trying to say is that don't allow Satan dictate your future. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Don't allow him. He will look for lying spirits somehow just to make sure you miss it. Do you know how many times I've been invited to join some kind of things and I laugh? Say, there's this group of pastors I want you to be part of. I say, I don't join. Literally, I've rejected several times. And they did not tell me it was awkward, but I sensed in my spirit that was not right. They said, we want you to join, you know, it's a clique. I mean, we'll be... I said, no. Because Satan has seen it. He knows that would take him off the edge. I think you guys get what I'm trying to say. And if we had accepted those kind of rubbish, they would dictate your preaching. They say, you preach against sin too much. Reduce them. The way you preach against sin is too much. And I don't preach against sin like directly against sin. I teach you righteousness. You live sin. You can't know God, the Bible says, and continue in your sin. Go back to where we were in the book of Numbers. Don't mistake boldness for pride. He said, I've not given you the spirit to fear again. But the spirit of what? Of what? Of what? Sound mind, power, love. What a mixture. That I'm full of love does not mean I'm not bold. I am very bold as a lion. That's what the Bible said. So all the congregation, they cried when they heard the wrong report. Next part of scripture. All the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Now this is so sad. I'm going to go back to our emphasis, but let me just hit this a little bit. This is so sad because God had been faithful to these people. But you see, no matter how God is faithful to you, he will not allow you to touch what you are not qualified for. They were not qualified for the promised land. In fact, there's a part of scripture, is it Deuteronomy 8, that says because of their wrong mindset, God had to take them a longer distance to the promised land. Now, literally, in today's world, we found out that going to the promised land from Egypt by land, you will take no more than 1 week, according to what I heard. You will take no more than 1 week. By car, vehicle, it is less than 24 hours. Then by flight is less than 1 hour. And it took how many years for these people to reach there? 40. Because of wrong mindset. Wrong mindset. You know why you are so much, you know, far, you are too far from fulfilling destiny? It's because of mindset. As a man thinketh in his heart, the Bible says, so is he. If you can change your mindset, you will enter into the promise. They had a very terrible mindset. They were scared. See how they spoke. Take us back to Egypt. In fact, at the point Moses was on the top of the mountain receiving instruction for them, they were forcing Aaron to create for them another God. Aaron created for them another God. They began to worship that God. And I asked somebody one time, I said, if these people entered the promised land with this kind of mindset, one day they would have worshipped this God in the promised land. They didn't know that they had that bad character. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? In a very tough season, they created a God for themselves. And they began to worship the God. Aaron was just by the side watching them. When Moses came, he said, they forced me, I gave them what they wanted. Bad leaders, weak leaders give people what they want. Strong leaders force people to do what they are supposed to do. If you give people what they want, they'll become victims. At the end of everything, Aaron gave them what they wanted. They were worshipping idols. You see that? If you are not strong as a leader, you will follow whatever people want you to do. And in doing that, you are killing them. Moses came, scattered the whole thing, and told them, let's move forward. They got tired and said, you're going to see it. Next part of scripture. Verse 3. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword of our wives? Blah, blah, blah. Will it not be better for us to return to Egypt? They were asking the question. Next part of scripture. So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. That will give them consolation. Next part of scripture. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces. They were disappointed because of all the sacrifices they had made as leaders. Imagine Moses especially, who by faith the Bible said refused to be called the son of what? Pharaoh. He left riches to lead the people. And this is a testimony at the end. They are saying, we want to select another leader. And Moses fell on his face with Aaron. I'm sure a lot of things were going on in their head. After all these sacrifices, everybody watch your neighbor. If any neighbor is sleeping, there's a problem in his life now. It's an attack on their soul. I've seen somebody sleeping. It's an attack. Serious attack. Serious demonic attack. Because why will you be sleeping when the word is going on? It's Satan. If it's Malin you are watching now, one sleep will not be on your eye. One. Because it's Malin. But now that is the word of God, you can't bear it. So when two of these spies who were Caleb and Joshua saw how Moses and Aaron fell on their faces, they were charged. Those leaders who don't want to see their leaders feel bad. See what the Bible says. The next part of scripture. They were not men worshippers, though. They were loyal because they understood what God was doing with Moses and them. They understood it. See what they said. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, they saw the same thing the ten saw. Tore their clothes. Now they were angry. You see, now you can call this loyalty. More like their leaders were like this. They got offended. You say, these ones are worshipping men. They are not worshipping men. They caught the vision. They've caught the vision. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You see people serious with the things of God, they caught the vision. Say, hey, anything prophet talk, they follow. They are not following a man. They are responding to God through the voice of a man. They caught the vision. You see, they are man worshippers, men worshippers. Told their cloth, the Bible said, same eyes. The ten saw it. They saw it the same eye, but their testimony is different. Next part of scripture. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel. Now I want you to listen to me, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. You see that? Their testimony is different. No? They are seeing what God is seeing. They are saying what God is saying. Next part of scripture. They will not emphasize anything like opposition. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into their land and give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Can I have this in the Message translation? There's a way it says it that is quite funny. Now give me from verse, the initial part of scripture first. And address the assembly of the people of Israel. The land we walked through and scouted out is a very good land. Very good indeed. Next part of scripture. Just keep on reading with the Message translation. If God is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. A land that flows, and they say, with milk and honey, and he will give it to us. Next part of scripture. Just don't rebel against God. What does it mean to rebel against God? If God says a thing and you negate it, even though you have all the reasons to negate it in place, it's called rebellion. You saw the things God did not see. According to you, He said, good land, flowing with milk and honey. You came and said, but I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. How will He get it done? They say we should do this. You know, now it was not God that spoke directly, it was Moses. God said we should go and take over the land, it's flowing with milk and honey. They came back. God said we should go and take over the land. Moses, are you not seeing? Did God not see the sons of Anak there? Prophet said we should win 50 souls every month. Prophet said we can build the church. Are you listening to me? I'm not getting you tonight. Are you listening to me? We can build the 1,500 capacity. Prophet said we can win the 5,000 souls in 10 months. It's unbelievable, because even you are wondering, I don't have what it takes. But you see, when there is a will, there's a way. Lord, I want to do it. As you become quiet, wanting to listen, you will start hearing something you were not hearing before in church. The same message, but you are hearing differently. Because your heart is willing to do what God wants. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? That's why the Bible says, when you hear the word of God, harden not your heart. You are not a bloody civilian, no. You are a soldier of Jesus. Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy, he said a good soldier of Jesus should not be entangled with civilian affairs. Don't be entangled with civilian affairs. We have some military people in our church, for instance. Captain Sonny is here. Do you always see him in town? You can't find him in town when he's supposed to be doing something in the barracks. Even sometimes when I enter there, he's not available. He's doing something different. Their life is different. Because they are focused on making sure that the nation is in peace. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They cannot be everywhere like everybody. In every party like everybody. In every reception like everybody. That is how it's supposed to be for you. He says, as a good soldier, do not entangle your life with civilian affairs. Meaning we should not find you where everybody is. You know? You go and sit down. People are arguing about Genevieve and one other person. And Peter Doce or whatsoever. And you find Ima Bong shouting, I lie. Genevieve better pass. Say, Ima Bong. Ama Bong. Ima Bong, you don't know who you are? Like one day I saw all of my guys. I was driving and I heard some people arguing about Messi and Ronaldo. As I was driving, I heard one voice that sounded like somebody I know. As I thought it was him. Now, why Ronaldo? 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 I said, we shot Nika. When I saw him and I'm dead his number, I said, I'm behind you. He saw my car. He now ran again. I said, you are arguing Ronaldo with these people. Are they all born again? He said, sir, I'm working on them. You are working on them. You are working on them. We shot Nika. It's not pride. You can't be somebody who's the hand of the Lord is upon you and you are living like everybody. They will not hear God's word. How will you tell somebody you are wearing ripped jeans? Everybody is wearing ripped jeans. You say Jesus is Lord. You better shut up. Our jeans are all ripped. Let's be sincere. Even the people arguing that ripped jeans is not a problem, if they see somebody with ripped jeans telling them there's a revival that will soon break out here, even them they will doubt. They will say, indeed, ripped jeans is not supposed to be a problem, but you with ripped jeans, revival is not happening anywhere. You know, one time I saw somebody on TV saying God is bringing a revival with people with from ripped jeans, from torn cloth, from dada hair, from three-year-ring on their ear. That is a boy with three-year-ring. God will bet a revival. You are sick. You are sick. You are sick. Listen to me carefully. I know some people will argue this because some of you are claiming Gen Z. Everything you want to put Gen Z inside. You see people, they born from 2000. You people are a problem to this world. Some of you. The way you think. All this way they born from 2000, 1999. There's a way you people are thinking. Everything, even your marriage, this thing has changed. For richer. Like suffering. You know, I was trying to do something for my brother in command in Nasby, and we're paying for bus and the rest. So we're now trying to drive out. I carried one of the teachers. He said, this generation, they want them. We're just discussing about the bus and the rest. They want them people to come to their house and pick them up for school and take them home. He was not telling me the distance from his school to his house those days. Me, I was telling him my own. You trek for 6 years. Can all of you remember the distance of your... You know, Gen Z don't understand what we're saying at all. See their house, see school behind. Now school is everywhere. Your uncle have done, your neighbor man has school. You can just turn, enter school. Say, mommy, remember my food from window. You are talking to the house. Those days, you will trek. I mean, wait, what is school bus? How many people enter school bus? This Gen Z, they won't want school bus for university self. They are the ones bringing some kind of new problem in the church that never existed. Even gospel song, they want it with a touch of burner boy. Say, I will become born again, but make sure you give me songs that will help me remember the word small. It's a gospel song. They want to start gospel song. They are showing somebody pink lips. A man. People of God, let's be sincere. How many of you want to watch a gospel video, gospel song video? The lips is red. They are not showing the blings on the neck. Some of them don't even know how to wear shirt now. It's singlets. Gospel song. Don't say, don't judge a book by the cover. We will judge you by the cover. How will we not judge you by the cover? How many people who mean business will go, will see that kind of cover photo and say they want to listen to it? It's a taboo. And when we were singing song, what are fathers and mothers could only live for this? It's now in our lifetime. You will be kneeling down with chains and these earrings. You think what they did not taste is what you are tasting now, earrings. Why do you think fathers are still talking like they don't have hope for this generation? Because you see a young man crying about revival. Look at his ear, 2 year ring. Look at his hand, tattoo everywhere. You would think he will change before the next video, gospel video song he will do. He has had another tattoo on his neck. And some of you are not paying attention. Their lyrics will show you that they are trying to console themselves. Those days when we hear song, we'll be hearing things like, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. These days, let's be sincere now. These days is song of consolation. No matter what I do, he will never leave me. His grace is forever fresh. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to sing a particular song so that I'm not like condemning. If not, I would have sing one or two. Those days you hear songs. Paul Weibo will sing song. You'll be literally touching angels around you. Dom Wen. There's this man that sang, what's his name? This black American, Ron Kenoly. Their songs, see, today if you sing it, you feel the anointing. You sense the anointing. The presence of God will be strong. One day in Ghana, he was doing a concert and he observed that people were not worshiping, they were videoing him. He said, stop, stop. He nearly cried. Stop, stop. He said, who is intimate with his wife and will be comfortable when people are videoing him? These our singers, Gen Z, 2000. Jaira, you are the best. Sing with me. I'll never. On stage, lift your hands and worship the Lord. Oh, Jaira. Jaira. From stage. And you think everything is okay? This is a generation that will bring revival. When you say prayer meeting, mba, it's 4.5. I say 4.5 because after 1 hour. hour, one will leave. When you say concert, they are there. They don't like things that have that carry eternal value. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Even these days, you tell the worshiper, sing songs, he will leave songs of consecration out. Because the way his heart is doing him is the way he will choose songs. You don't understand what I said, but the first song we hear is Calvary. Pastor, I've been warning him about that lady, he's not hearing. Now it's Calvary covers it all. Sins and shame don't count anymore. Praise to the Lord, what's my Calvary covers it all. See, no songs of consecration. I'm not trying to condemn. Please follow me carefully. You see somebody is a gospel singer. Well, we'll draw all men, but see these things that are a limitation. Some people are very comfortable in sin because they just peep towards church space and they saw that they are not different from them. They say, okay, let's still be here. I was showing one of the pastors, somebody on YouTube. They say he's a gospel singer. I tried to check the song. The cover photo, he was wearing singlet. Singlet. Then when you talk, they'll say you are condemning. We are condemning. Come and do your worst. It's time to wake up. Listen, what I'm trying to say is this. You sit down. You finish praying in tongues in the morning. You finish with the Holy Ghost. When you finish the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit now allowed you to put 3 earrings on your ear. The Holy Spirit is a holy demon. Jesus gives you rest. Gives you rest, peace beyond understanding. You are very okay just wearing, just looking normal, moderate. Finish.
Hallelujah.
How we know you don't have Jesus and so rest in your heart is the way you even behave sometimes. You paint green, white, gray on your face. You don't even know which makeup to put. When they hold that makeup and remove it, it becomes a mask. You don't even know how far that thing should go. Let's be sincere. Have you not seen makeup that make you laugh before, Pastor? And they don't know they are better off beautiful without even it. Sometimes the people they are doing it for are wondering why they haven't doing it. Most men here, how many of you prefer ladies with makeup? Shout amen. Did you hear? Okay, who say amen? No, it's your personal choice. So we have one. If you like ladies natural, say amen. We plenty. Are you people hearing? We plenty. So who are you doing this thing for? Is it for the glory of God? Because even if it's for the glory of God, men are not seeing the glory. They wish you can remove the mask. Sorry, they wish you can remove. Have rest. Peace of mind. Rest in your soul. Years ago, let me tell you a story. My spiritual father used to cut my bangle. If I don't wear 2 bangle, I don't feel even okay to go out. You will see me close to church. When I remember my bangle is not in my hand, I will go back home and carry the 2 bangle and put like charm. One day I said, why is it that if I don't wear this bangle, I can't go outside? So I used my hand and cut it. I said, let me die and see. My heart was not paining me. It's not true, life story. I'll feel like going to carry a new. In fact, I was regretting why did I cut my bangle. Now I don't feel. You know, it's as if something is missing in my body. I don't listen. As I'm talking, some people are feeling attacked. Yes, it's you I'm talking to. I said to myself, you know, I grew in the things of God to a point I came. You know, I came to a point where anything. Now, I'm not trying to condemn anybody that likes anything flashy. It's your own choice. Where I go to buy my things, the man knows. He brings something, he will tell his wife, if he has any design, don't give pastor. He doesn't wear anything with design. That's how I've grown. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it is because I now understand Jesus properly. You know, we're in a generation where they are trying to make sure we keep our mouth closed. Alright? To some kind of rubbish happening. Let me give you an instance. Take 4. Okay, you sing. Come. Take for instance, Minister Oche, climb, let them see you. He, the decides one day to plait his hair, all right, and come to this church, which will never happen. But take for instance, if he ever plaits his hair, he's not in this church. You can just guess. Now maybe he decides one day to plait his hair and come. Take for instance, let's not even say he came to church, all right, let's say he released a song. In the video of the song, he plaited his hair. Let's take for instance, the song is Omema is always on time, he won't do no wrong, Omema, and he has earrings all over his ear. He even has earring in his nose. People of God, everybody touch your neighbor like this, small, just touch your neighbor. People of God, have you seen somebody singing gospel song with earring in the nose? Man, people of God, answer me now. Have you seen or you have not seen? How did you feel? Let's talk through. Did your heart not do you one snake bites inside? How bad, Jama? How we have got to a point, somebody is singing for the Lord with, as a man, no, say you put your hair. You are singing for the Lord. Abba, does that make any sense? We are in that kind of generation right now. And you think it's cool? Now, this is the point I'm trying to make. Oche, for instance, sing such a song, punctured nose, earrings too, plaited his hair, sang it, no problem. The song came out powerfully. We heard the words, beautiful. We are now tempted to be singing that song everywhere because it's a beautiful song, isn't it? We are singing it everywhere. But listen to what Satan is achieving with this thing that just happened. One day, a young child will carry that song, want to watch the video. She will see the singer, punctured nose, or he will see the singer, punctured nose, punctured ears. Are you listening to me? Plaited his hair, and he will hear his mother. Listen to Satan, how Satan behave. His mother is singing, oh mama, you always on time, you won't do. And he goes to look for the song, he sees the singer, then he now decides to puncture his nose because he's seen that his mother is okay with a song from somebody who God used. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That punctured what? His nose. We are painting a picture for a generation that is okay. Unknown to us, our children will grow one day, do the same thing. We want to now control, fight them. How do you want to fight them? Because you are singing the song. They are still being invited. And we are scared. Some of us, even as pastors, many pastors are scared of this kind of matter. They are scared. They don't want to talk about it. See, if you come to this church like that, I will never drive you out. But I tell you the truth, you can't stay in this church listening to this word of God for 3 months and not remove those earrings. If you didn't, you are the one that just don't want to remove it. I've never forced anybody and say, remove your earring, remove your nose. I've never done that. I've never done it. I will never do it. But I've seen people several times in this church. You were here one time, I was asking of David. I said, where is David? Because he always used to drive me to Abuja and Kaduna when I just got the car. And they'll always be stopping us by the road because of his hair. His hair is one kind like that, plaited, you know, one. And every time, every checkpoint, they will stop us. Every checkpoint. One day, Anan said, let this boy just cut this his hair so that this problem, except he says I'm carrying my pastor and I wind down and I say good afternoon, that's when they allow us to go. They never used to allow us move. So as we're coming back home, I said I'll tell this guy to cut his hair. I said, I'm praying, God, please, when I speak to him, let him not misunderstand me. As I was praying, I didn't know that the Holy Ghost was already working. I asked for him in Tuesday service. Where is David? He raised his hand from the camera stand. He did like this. I looked at him. Low cut. He was looking beautiful. Wonderful. I was so filled with joy. I didn't tell him. Some of you know Sonny, head of media. Do you know Sonny before? If you see Sonny those days, he's watching me now. He has this hair like Aya, you know Aya? When they wanted to talk to him to cut the hair, I told them, no, leave him. One day after service, I called him, how are you doing? I said, you don't like my haircut. He said, I like it. I said, let's go and do it like my own. That's how we went to the salon. He removed what he has been investing for many years. Just one day. Started wearing suits. He didn't know that he can be this fine. The way you dress, many people will address you like that. Is here I was sharing during the COVID, how people were waiting at the bank, Fidelity Bank. I asked the Lord, how will I enter and miss this crowd to do something there for church account? If you saw them, if you see them, they were so plenty. Outside, inside. I just went back home. I wore suit, tie, held one back. Came with boat. Opened the door, spoke to the boat like he's my driver. Listen, as I was coming close to the gate, the people on the line were shifting. Nobody told them anything. They're just separating into two. The security man sighted me. He just opened the door. Now, Oga person be this. I said, he's the manager up there. I want to see him. We have enough. He said, yes. Took me to the gate. Said, Oga, want to see this one. No jokes. True life story. I opened. It was withdrawal. Something about withdrawal. I opened. Went straight upstairs. I went to one guy. Sat down. I said, see, I just entered this bank. You are a young man like me. Let me tell you why I came. People were plenty on the line. He started laughing. I said, help me. I want to withdraw. He collected the phone for me. I filled it. He went downstairs, brought the money. Say, guy, now man, you be. We shook our hand. When we shook our hand, I left. They were still greeting me outside. Boat was already waiting. Open again, entered. I said, Jesus will give you all the glory. You are saying that the way you dress, you will not be addressed. Imagine that day I wore one jean and I wore one polo. I wore face cap and I was walking like this. I'm anointed though. As I get to the gate, they say, bros, wait for one side. You don't see people, your father and mother, through this line. Wait here. All of these things are limitations to an extent. Have peace with God. Are you listening to me? Have peace with God. There is no way you dress like that, talk to somebody out there and they'll listen to you. I will keep on sounding the alarm. That's not of God. Those kind of things. What that is Westerners that are bringing it, they are not the light of the world. The word of God is the light of the world. Don't have this low self esteem saga in your mind. Because white people do it does not mean it is right. Are all of what? Give me the KJV rendition, old KJV. Thank you. Let's read together. One, two, go. For both he that sanctify and they who are sanctified are all one. We have been what? Sanctified. Say, I'm sanctified. Finish. Not getting sanctified. I saw that point a long time ago and I always want to share it. It's not futuristic. In Christ, you are complete, not lacking anything. You see, when you think you need something, you always lack something, and you have a fair percentage of incapabilities on your inside finding expression. This is what I mean. Anytime you think you need something to become who God wants you to become, it is Satan that is trying to confuse you. You already have everything. What remaineth is knowledge of everything that you already have. For instance, are you all filled with the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Is it mini God? Is it God Almighty? You have God. You don't lack anything. The Bible says God can do exceedingly abundantly above all you have ever what? According to his what? At work where? In you. Every power you need is in you. All you need is revelation, which you are receiving tonight. Are you listening to me? You don't lack anything. You can do all things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things, everything. You are very big. You are not a sinner. Verse 3 of Romans 8 said, what the Lord could not do in that it was weak because of the flesh, Jesus did it. He defeated sin, even sin in the flesh. The cross paints a picture that nobody is too much of a sinner for God to touch, for God to catch. The cross is more like a trap that can catch any sinner at any depth of sin, it can catch. Just like you set trap for rats, the cross can catch anybody. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why we ought to understand the cross. A lot of times, preaching the cross, Bible said, is like foolishness to those who think they are enlightened already. For instance, the Bible said the message goes like this: and God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. You think we are not counting sins against people? But that's the message. If you were ever in sin before you met Jesus, that sin does not concern where you are coming to right now. If anybody be in Christ, the what? You will never sin again when you come to Christ. Now, this one is a big one. So it's a lie. As Christians, we sin sometimes. I'll tell you a story. I was on campus many years ago in 200 level, and a young man was preaching, and he felt we needed to hear the gospel. Now, you can't tell if somebody is born again. So he was preaching to us. He felt we're not born again. I was with one of my pastors, so I told him to hold on. I don't know why I told him to hold on. I said, let him preach. And he was teaching, and he was teaching. So nice, until he got to a point. He started saying, emphasizing. He said, do you know if you receive Jesus today and you sin, you'll still go to heaven? I said, okay, let me keep on listening. He said, even if you sin, if you receive Jesus now, I know you are scared that you may sin. Brother, still receive him. Because if you sin, you'll still go to heaven. Nothing will stop you from going to heaven. I looked at him again. As he wanted to say it the third time, I said, stop. I said, why are you emphasizing that if I receive Jesus and sin, I'll go to heaven? Why are you not telling me that if I receive Jesus, I'll never continue in my sin? Because you see, knowledge gives birth to expectation. Expectation gives birth to manifestation. You are telling me that if I receive Jesus and sin, I'll go to heaven? Because firstly, I pray you get this. Firstly, you think that heaven at last is the goal. That's the wrong perspective of the gospel. The gospel is not finally you will make heaven. The gospel is that as it is in heaven, so should it be upon the face of the earth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Meaning, as individuals, God has mandated us to bring the influence of heaven to the earth. And if you are in sin, God cannot through you bring that influence to the earth. I don't know that you catch what I'm trying to explain to you. Because the Bible say, it said all forms of sin, 1 Corinthians 6:9. It said for immorality, all form of sin, homosexuality and etc. cannot inherit the kingdom. Meaning there are a limitation to the purpose of God. What is his purpose? Kingdom. Not heaven at last. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He told the disciples to pray. He said, pray that as my kingdom come, when my will is done, as it is done. He wants heaven to influence the earth. That's the gospel. That's what we call kingdom. But if you think heaven at last is the goal, all you'll be doing with whatever Jesus has done is to the end that you make heaven one day. And it's rubbish. That's why you hear people say these things. Hey, you see, if you see Jesus, he has forgiven your past, present, future sin. And even if you sin, you still go to heaven. Such a shame. That's a shame. Everything Jesus did for you is so that one day you will make heaven, even in sin. They asked a question one time in a conference. I was wondering what brought me to the conference. Say, what if a man is cheating on his wife and he dies? Where will he go to? In the process of cheating on his wife. And the preacher said, is he born again? And they say, yes. Say, he will go to heaven. I said, if I remove my shoe in this place now, I will stone this man from where I am. What thing concerns born again and cheating on your wife? People of God, don't listen to those kinds of preachers. They are from hellfire. Some people with itchy ears, they like that kind of message. That's my pastor. You and your pastor will rot in hell. Because nothing can be done against but for the truth. If you like, insult us that we are not your pastors. We are fake pastors. You know, one time I was preaching for righteousness and holiness, and the person felt I was emphasizing it too much. He now called me fake prophet. I said, hey, we have come to a point that when somebody emphasizes holiness too much, he's a fake prophet. This is funny. You emphasize holiness too much, they call you fake prophet. Those days when you emphasize sin, they'll say you're a fake prophet. Now you are emphasizing holiness too much, they say you're a fake prophet. He couldn't bear what I was saying. Somebody told me one time, he said, you, sir, with all due respect, you want to tell me in 24 hours you have not seen? He said, sir, tell me, if you tell me today, I stop following you. If you just say yes, I stop following you. I looked at him, I said, yes, You can go. Is it your following that makes me a Christian? I said you can go. He left. Oh, he now sent me a message. Sorry, I have to just call it a quit from now. I'm not following you again. I will not be tied into this church. Blah blah blah. I said, thank God, you can go. I'm not lying under heaven. Years later, he came to this church. I will not call his name because the day he came, I introduced him. He told me my. He said, when I remember all our argument those days, I led him to Jesus. Oh. But when he went ahead, that strange gospel, he's my classmate in secondary school. He rejected what I was preaching. He said, I left what you were saying. Life has dealt with me, prophet. And I came back to your message. I've been listening to you for years. You don't just know. He said, I'm back to believing this. That if you are born again, you cannot continue on your sin. Now, you are claiming that a Christian is a saint that sins sometimes. Go and sleep with somebody's wife. If they kill you, you will still make heaven. No problem. When they have killed you, finish. You rejoice with God in paradise, isn't it? You will not even see yourself at the gate. His upper court will give you to hell. There are many. See, you know this rubbish you are saying. A pastor was saying this, and I asked him a very key question. I said, see what you are saying now. Now you have a daughter. God forbid. He was just looking at me like this. I said, God forbid one of your members slept with your daughter and she now has a baby. He said, God forbid. I said, no, wait. As he shouted, God forbid, I said, wait first, let me finish. It's just an example. I'm not saying it to happen. Shebi, whatever you do does not matter in the flesh. He said, pastor, finish the question first, let me hear. I said, now the member slept with your daughter is pregnant, maybe twins, who knows, and she has to bear it because she's a pastor's child. I said, if you see the brother, will you hug him and say, whatever you do in the flesh, brother, does not matter? He said, pastor, this one is a deep one. I said, deep indeed. Think about it. Because what a man sows, he will reap. Let this thing I'm saying not happen to you one day. Even Nigeria will arrest you when you sin. Nigeria, not heaven. Go and steal somebody's money. Especially in this season, you hear burn him to death. Steal somebody's 15 and let them catch you in this tenable season. Just go and steal. It's burn him to death you'll be hearing. Have you not seen when they burn people to death in this state? I don't like it. One day, you know, I was going home as a single person. They caught a young man who stole somebody's bike. And I went to the area boys. You know, I used to feel they respect me, and I think they still respect me. I went to them. I said, you should not kill him. The pastor, jungle justice. I said, no. One man, the pastor, if you don't shift from this place, I said, I was shocked. I used to think these people, they used to greet me, you know, they respect me. I said, no, it's not right now. You want to just end a soul like that? He said, pastor, if you don't shift from this place, I said, sorry. I shift. I went back home in peace. They've made up their mind that if they catch you like that, you must die. And somebody now said, he said, sir, the guy used to use gun. That they killed somebody. There was a young boy who stayed behind the Catholic church. I used to stay around that St. Paul, opposite Shelter of Glory there. That road there. They killed the boy. Collected his phone. And when they caught that guy, they say he was with a gun. So they were thinking he's the one that would have killed that guy, and they said they must kill him. And the next morning, I saw how they burnt him with tire by the road. He was gone. Are you listening to me? Whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. We are talking about revival. We are talking about men that have shaped the world. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The Bessie, the Usas, and the rest. We are talking about doing double, and you are talking about if you sleep with a woman, you will still make heaven. Which demon brought that gospel? There's a passage of scripture that said that calls some doctrines of demons. Deceiving spirits. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And it's argument everywhere. Argument. Will you make heaven? Will you blah, blah, blah? That's why today you find even some of our people, they call celebrities. They can't preach to unbelievers that are celebrities like them. In fact, they are celebrating it. One time, I didn't emphasize it here, but I'll use it as an example. One of the gospel singers, he said, speaking with a young man, he was mimicking tongues, playing with tongues. And when they spoke to him, he said, the guy was, that's a revival, he was changing the guy. You are changing somebody that is mocking tongues. The other day, I showed Mama T a video. A young man is a Nollywood actor. They were using scriptures to say stupid, rubbish things. I can't even say those things because I don't know how they sound from my mouth. Very terrible, dirty things. Quoting scriptures. I said, see the point we have reached right now. They will carry scriptures and be saying things like this. Playing with things like this. If we don't shout and say these things, how will the whole world come to Jesus? How many of you want to see nations come to the obedience of the Lord? We can't compromise. There is only one way out. Prayer, purity, this part of truth. Pray, purity, and etc. No compromise. Young men and women, are you listening to me tonight? No compromise. You may think we are hating. We are not hating. If anybody be in Christ, the what? Paul told Timothy, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yesterday I was telling leaders. I said, someone came to my office, one of my pastors years ago. He said, sir, what is your secret? I said, I don't have any secret. My secret is laying emphasis on what I preach to all of you. This is what I mean. I meditate on these things day and night. That's my secret. I give time to meditating. I don't have any secret somewhere outside what I'm teaching you people today. I have time, I have great regards for the word of God. I wake up in the morning, the word of God is my meditation. You think by default you just hate sin? If you don't stay with the word of God, what it takes to hate sin will not be planted in your spirit. It doesn't happen like by mistake. It's not a coincidence. You have to stay with the word of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Meditate. And Satan will fight, he will try to steal your time. He will try to steal your time. He will fight you. He will try to make sure you have no time. Immediately you want to start studying the word of God, something will happen. You want to start something will happen. You want to, something will happen. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Something will happen. You're about to start, something wants to happen. You understand? They are calling you. You must make up your mind. I remember those days, Pastor Charles, he's still alive. You can go and ask him. They come to my house, they will knock, they'll be hearing sound. Nobody opens. They now lent it. I heard them telling other people, if you go to Prophet house in the morning, from morning to 12, you are wasting your time. You will knock your life out. And it's the truth. Because I'm meditating on the word of God. And I will never touch my phone. I will never open my door. Not to be proud. Tell you my secret. My role model is Prophet Kubus. If I'm listening to Prophet Kubus, I don't do anything. I don't even pick calls. When I'm listening to him, if I'm using my hotspot, I'll put my phone under my pillow. I'll take time listening to him, concentrate, write down everything I'm hearing, because I have great regards for the word of God. The word of God is my buckler. It's my hope. It's my security. I don't know how to beg, but I know if I stay with the word of God, I'll come out with a testimony. Are you all listening to me tonight? If the nations must come to the obedience of the Christ, don't compromise. Purity, no compromise. Purity, no compromise. I mean, we are the generation that will go to the sick and heal all of them. Like Jesus, get all of them healed. Are you listening to me tonight? Get all of them healed. The anointing is very precious. More than rubies. Wait till mama cannot raise her leg again. They say she has paralysis. God forbid. And all the money in the world cannot heal her. Then comes a young man with the anointing. They thought he has been foolish over these years. He's always praying 1 hour every day. That 1 hour every day, there is a time of opportunity where that 1 hour every day will show. Don't stop praying. When there is no solution anywhere, it is you the whole point. When you do it, you become a light in that family. Anything you say from the word of God now, they want to follow. Years ago, my father called me and I said, the 500 that I lost, this, so this, blah, blah, blah. He said, how did you know? I said, I saw it. God told me. He said, God told you? The next time I came back to Lagos, he took me to First Stack. I thought we were going to buy fish for my mother. We sat down somewhere. He said, from today, I want you to know that I've released you to be a pastor. He fought me being a pastor. But when he saw the hand of God upon my life, he said, I've released you. First boy, only boy. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? He said, I've released you at that time. Now I have a younger brother. At that time, only boy. He said, go and be a pastor. He said, but don't be a thief as a pastor. Evidently, he saw the hand of God upon me. Now, imagine he didn't see any evidence. He would still have fought me to be a military man. He was fighting me becoming a soldier because he's a soldier. Some of you, that's the only thing your family need right now to start even coming to church. It's not condemning their doctrine. They need to see the evidence. Are you all listening to me? They need to see the evidence. Like you call your mama and say, in the name of Jesus, cancer die. It dies. Do you know it will die? He said, heal the sick, raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Bow your heads and pray in the spirit. Adonai, Adonai, ancient king of Israel. Adonai, Adonai, there is no king just like you. Incense rise up here, so incense rise up, risen Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, there is no king just like you. Rich in powerful of love, majestic throne of Zion's king, incense rise, have risen. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, there is no king just like you, rich and powerful, full of love, majestic throne of Zion's king, incense rise, harp resound. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Jabakala Gadabaya. Adonai, Shabakata bagada bagada bragadia paso bagada. Shabakata la bragada baya konsi bagada baya.
There is no king just like you. Souls will bow unto you. Gold will melt, diamond fell. Thrones will fall, kingdoms stand. But we are strong when we sing Adonai.
Bakasha bagaria prongo so bagaria barakada baya kabara. Sheku baya karabaya. Shakabara katala bagaria kabura kababa barakada baya kabu. Bora kataba baburia bakasha bagaria. Jabakosi bagaria kabala tonde. Ora bakasho bragadia kabara da bosio. Rapakosia bagada bragada bakabaya. We see the nations coming to the obedience of the Christ on our call. That Lord, you are raising men. You are raising an army for yourself. Even from this place. That will bring the nations to the obedience of the Christ. Armies in different sectors of life. Armies in different sectors of life. Armies in different sectors of life. Armies in education. Armies in the military. Armies in the hospitals. Armies in every sector of life. I see a picture of an eagle in the spirit, the wings of an eagle. And the Lord says in his word, we will mount up wings as eagles. It says we will mount up, for we are mounting up wings as eagles, and we are being released in every sector of life. Don't see yourself as a weakling. The Lord is mounting you up with wings as eagles. Pray this prayer in faith. We will rise in your name, Adonai, you reign on high. We will rise in your name, Adonai, you reign on high. Tonight, Jesus, we cast in crown, lift in hands, power in hands. It's all we've come to do. Cast in crown, lift in hands. Jesus, we surrender tonight. Bowing hearts. It's all we've come to do. Adonai. 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 You reign on. We will reign in your name, Adonai. We will rise, we will in your name. Adonai, you reign, we will rise, in your name, Adonai. In your name, Adonai, you reign. You reign on high. You reign on high. Adonai. You reign on high. All the nations of the earth will sing. Jesus is alive. All the nations of the earth will say. All the nations of the earth will say, Jesus sings. All the nations of the earth, oh, 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 come, come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, go, go, go. Hallelujah. All the nations of the land, all the nations of the earth, Jesus saved. All the nations. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. give you all the praise, Father. We extol your name. There's a song I love to sing most times. I think I heard it from the Koinonia team. It says, whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through me. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through. For I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I am yours. The whole church sing together. Oh, I am yours. Sing, I am yours.
I'm yours.
I am yours.
I'm yours forevermore.
Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through me. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through my life. Whoever you want to bless, Lord, you can bless through my life. For I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours forevermore.
Jesus, I am yours.
I am yours.
Sing to the Lord. Oh, I am yours, Jesus.
I'm yours.
I am yours.
I'm yours.
One time again, just with a keyboard. Oh, I am yours, Lord.
I'm yours.
I give myself away, Lord.
I'm yours forever.
Take my life and my heart, Lord, my life is in your hands. All I want you to see, Lord, these eyes within me, I keep myself away. Oh, I give myself
away so you can use me.
I to you I belong. I keep myself, I keep myself to you. Can the whole church sing together? Life is not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself.
One more time. Life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself to you.
For the very last time. Hey, life is not my own.
Life is not my own.
To you
I belong.
I give myself to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We see the nations come to the obedience of your name because of our life. Because we have accepted to be your living sacrifice. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' gracious name we worship. Let's celebrate Jesus as we sit down.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.